Hippy at the 500 metres, led Indian Pacific. Haydock a length and a half away, three wide from Portland Sky, Elite Street. Libertini four to make up from Mask Crusader, Brooklyn Hustle. Then swats that behind them, Kementari. It's Pippi just in front on the point of the turn from Indian Pacific. Portland Sky is running up behind them. Then Mask Crusader, who hunts the fence. Pippi in the straight at the 150. Portland Sky, Mask Crusader's wedging through and bursting through. Mask Crusader drives through, takes the lead, a smart horse. A Group 1 winner, two legs Portland Sky, Libertini for 4th September run, Flit Kementari.
Big weekend for Team Hawks, rolled that Group 1 victory into an important win in the Mornington Cup yesterday. Mount Popper securing a spot in the Caulfield Cup. Wayne Hawks joins us this morning. Congratulations, Wayne.
Morning, Warren. How are you?
Very well, thank you. It's been a busy weekend, but let's wind the clock back quickly to Friday night and that win of Mask Crusader. Racing fans were in awe of his performance. How did you see it?
Yeah, he pulled up good. Better than I did. I got a shocking sore. Well, it's not sore, I just got a froggy throat this morning, so you'll have to excuse me probably with the yelling that I did, but he's pulled up better than what I have, that's for sure.
You've always had faith in him, the stable has, and fortunately for racing fans, he's a gelding, not a colt. So what could the future hold for Mask Crusader?
Well, probably an Everest is probably the right way to look at him from now on, I suppose. All roads are going to lead towards the Everest, which will be exciting.
What about Mount Popper? Yesterday he secured a spot in the Caulfield Cup. How do you map out a program for him?
Well, he's down the paddock now. He's going, he'll go to the paddock now and just get ready for the Caulfield Cup. He got the wild card in the race, so that's a plus. So you don't have to bother about trying to qualify him now. So he's only he had 15, 16 starts, but he's a horse that's like at about three starts the way he is. So he's certainly got a stack of upside and improvement. And I have no doubt the Caulfield Cup's going to be a hell of a lot stronger than what the race was yesterday, but he's a winner, he wants to win, and he's done not much wrong, so he's a pretty promising horse.
Looking at him in the mounting yard yesterday, he's not a powerful beast of a horse. He's a very, look, he looked a very athletic horse to my eye. Do you think he's got some developing to do in terms of maturity, or is he always going to be that athletic style of horse?
Yeah, look, he's not going to change a hell of a lot, but he just probably needs to get a bit tougher. So you're sort of right in what you're saying, and he's sort of, in the week and a half he's been here, he's done extremely well. So he's really blossomed. And with these imports, you're still learning about him all the time. So he's, we're learning about him and he's learning about our racing. So it's a good combination. But he's not a leader by any stretch. He was out in front lost and he was cramping it around the corner. He did plenty wrong and was just way too good for them.
You've formed a great association with Willie Pike when he's been over here. Spoke to him earlier this morning. He was on the way to the airport. I told him he better look out for a fella maybe with a balaclava on that was going to try and stop him getting on the plane. You happy for him to go home?
Yeah, well, he stayed at my place last night. He doesn't drink and we were in bed before midnight, to be honest. And I was thinking about locking the door, that's for sure. And certainly you've got to have the right cattle at the right time, but he's just a beautiful, patient rider and just takes his time. And probably the biggest thing is he doesn't get too phased about anything. He's very focused, but he just lets it all just unfold before him. So yesterday he was desperate to get something to come around him, but none of the other blokes wanted to come around him. So he had to take that option. And then Friday night, well, that was an amazing split. There obviously had to be a gap there, otherwise Mask Crusader wouldn't have got through. But I don't know how many jockeys would have taken that gap. I wouldn't have thought there would have been too many, to be honest.
Terrific weekend for Rupert Lee, and he's having a great run of it at the moment, but he puts a lot of money into racing, so he supports a number of stables, and yours in particular. One I want to touch on from recently, an imported galloper, Pale King, who was able to win midweek at Sandown on the Lakeside Circuit. What's the future hold for Pale King?
Yeah, there was a race yesterday that he could have run in, but it was only sort of a week and a bit since he won. So there's no race until about the 13th. I don't think there's a race at Caulfield. So and there's not much in Sydney as well. So to be honest, I've spoken to Race Victoria and said, you got these horses, their last start winners. Where are you going to run them? So they didn't give me much. So it's a bit frustrating because I really want to give him another run before he goes to the paddock, because he's had three preparations for three wins, one overseas and two here, but we've never run him second up. So we really want to see how he goes second up and how he handles it. And, you know, probably at the 2000, whether that's the right thing or the wrong thing. I mean, you don't always know. You know, I remember Dad Ousdart, when he had his first race start, we put him over 1,700 at Flemington, and it wasn't the right thing to do. So you're learning from your mistakes. And as I said, while you're learning, they're learning from you. So he's a promising horse, Pale King. He's still very raw and very green. He's 12 months away, but he's a winner. He's had three starts for three wins, and he can't do much more than what he's done as well.
How are your dad and brother Michael holding up in rain-soaked Rose Hill?
I know Michael had a date with Tommy Berry yesterday afternoon that went late into the night. Snapchat proves that, so it was probably good for them, to be honest. There'll be a heap of those people in Sydney that are, you know, you're 24/7, so it would have been good for them to go and unwind. And, you know, it's very difficult. They're talking about just putting all the races back next Saturday except for the Golden Slipper. I think they're talking about keeping that field as it is, but it's probably a bit unfair from the point of view of, if you're going to do that for the Golden Slipper, why wouldn't you just leave every race the same? So it's certainly going to open up Pandora's box, because no matter which way you bounce with it, it's probably never going to be the right thing for someone. But it certainly was the right call not to run yesterday and to push everything back 1 week. So they certainly got that right. But I'll tell you what, Warren, they need to come down to Flemington and see how Flemington's built, and they need to build Randwick and Rose Hill like that. And if this doesn't prove they need to do that, well, they need to.
Better let you rest your voice, Wayne. Otherwise, I'll have Gareth hunting for me, because you won't be fit and ready for Wayne's World earlier in the week. Congratulations on a terrific weekend for the stable.
But I had two drinks last night. Imagine if I had 12. Anyway, it's all good. Thank you.